Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. I'm Joanne Haig, and I will be your moderator for today. And looking after all things technical is my good friend, Dennis Johnson. The number to call, 434-1790, to send us a WhatsApp message, 266-4862. Now, first of all, I want to offer my condolences to the family of 21-year-old Johan Johnson, who died after a car in which he was traveling as a passenger was washed away by floodwaters in the parish of St. Lucie. I often believe that when death occurs, obviously it's very hard for the families and loved ones, but I also pray and hope that when we lose a loved one, that we can learn something from it, and that their life would not have been lived in vain, and that we can benefit, if that want for a better word, from lessons learned, and which brings me to being able to navigate your vehicle during flood waters. First things first, it's never really a good idea to drive on flooded roadways, even if you're caught unexpectedly in the middle of a trip or your journey. And if you encounter floodwaters on the road ahead, you turn around. If you can, you turn around. However, unpredictable weather can put you in a dangerous situation before you can blink. It can just come on you suddenly. And if you find yourself driving through water, despite your best efforts to avoid the situation, then there are some tips that I believe that MTW, for example, and I'm going to get to MTW shortly, that they can sensitize the public as well as maybe the fire service if they are part of this. And I believe that they can be a part of sensitizing the public about what to do if you find yourself in that situation. And we see cars, and some cars in Barbados, they will drive in the center of the road. Others will wait in the line and allow people opposite to come, drive in the center, and allow for that to happen. And in most cases, that's water that is just settling in the road. But we're talking about water that moves quickly. And I don't know if you know this, but I only recently discovered, as I was reading up a little bit about it, 2 feet of water can move any vehicle. Moving water that's moving quickly, it can move any vehicle, and you should not try to attempt to go across water that is moving rapidly. If you see it, you stop, you turn around. If you find yourself in that situation, and obviously you don't want to get out, there are some tips as well that if it reaches up to the tires or past the tires, by the doors, you may have to let water in. If you're a passenger, I should say, and you can do that safely as a passenger, you may have to allow some floodwaters in order to create a little bit more weight in the car. Now, I am not the expert. I've been reading up a little bit about it, but I strongly believe that the Ministry of Transport, Works and Water Resource can put this type of information out, work together with the Ministry of Environment, so that we can get some of these tips moving forward. I mean, it was very tragic as to what happened. And we see so many videos now with so many areas being flooded out quickly. Sometimes that is not a reflection of a drainage issue. That is just a reflection of how quickly an area can flood when the water comes really hard for a short period. But again, it can recede then in an hour, which means the drains are working in some areas. So I want to strongly recommend to MTW and to the Ministry of Environment, perhaps you may want to look at putting some of these tips out there so that we as Barbadians, the driving public, we will know what to do and not to panic and how to proceed when we find ourselves in those situations. And I say for the last couple of months, we've been seeing so much water on the road. And that brings me now to the next topic under MTW, creating some serious potholes. 3-4 days ago, I was traveling on 4 roads, St. Philip, and I can tell you that hole was not there a couple of weeks before, or a week or two before, but the area was somewhat covered, the left side covered in water, and according to Bajans, all I hear was brugadong, and my car wheel just hit into this deep hole. Now, we couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. It's covered in water. So never assume, because you take a road on a regular basis and it's covered in water, that that road is the same, because water can destroy roads very easily. There could be debris under there. So you need to really take your time and drive slowly. It really makes me angry to see some vehicles, in particular those pickup trucks. They're speeding down the road. They're overtaking everybody. They're splashing the cars, and like they don't care about the other drivers, especially when the roads are wet. So again, in appealing to MTW, it's not your fault that the rain might damage some of the roads. However, you may have to look at a better repair system instead of driving the trucks with the hot mix, and dropping it into the holes and hoping for people to roll over it to compact it. There are so many other methods that are being used now worldwide that you can patch holes, asphalt roads, heating the actual roads with some materials and sealing it in 5 minutes. So you can do that. And in addition, I also want to reach out to MTW about creating some sort of WhatsApp number. Because when I dropped into that hole, I should have been able to stop, get out my cell phone with a WhatsApp number and send, pin the area. If you have your cell phones, you know there's something looking like a little paperclip, you can actually pin your location, and then they would know immediately that a pothole was created in that area and needs urgent repair. Those are things that you can do to communicate with your public a little faster in order to get the road repairs expedited. And I do believe that you may need to look at some better methods as to how you repair potholes in this country. They don't hold as best as we would like to, because as soon as you patch it, the rain falls, we drop it in the holes again, costing more money. And there are ways of doing it that I believe that can hold a little bit better under extreme conditions. Moving away from MTW, but still under the same ministry, Barbados Water Authority. A couple of days ago, there was a picture of a vehicle dropping into what we call a sinkhole. Honestly, before I got any information and I saw it, I said that was caused by a ruptured main. You could see the water and not by the rains. Again, BWA, you do have a program for leak detection. And it's a very serious thing when you have large size mains leaking. And we are living in Barbados. In some areas, we know that we sit on several caves, and we wouldn't want that to happen. And it could have been worse. Thank God it wasn't. I want to commend the Minister for Water Resources, Minister Charles Griffith, because he went out into the area. He apologized to the residents because there was also some problems with water getting into some homes. And he went out into the area to the people living in Highland and St. Philip. So kudos to him for doing that. But BWA, you may need to improve your leak detection, and not necessarily for leaks of 3-inch and 4-inch, but certainly on your large diameter mains that can cause some serious underground damage in areas that are heavily caved, like Columna Rock and even same Cave Hill. And if you have large size mains, you may want to improve your leak detection, because it's a little scary. When we saw what we saw, it could happen to any of us. We could be driving and the road cracks a little bit. The potholes are there. And we do have to put things in place in order to improve the whole network of water as well as the road system. So this is not to knock anybody. This is to put some ideas out there so that the Ministry of Transport and Works and Water Resource can hopefully improve what they're doing when we are in rainy season, in particular when the roads are compromised. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Calling Avic. Yes, ma'am.
Good.
I'm calling as a concerned resident of Rock Bluff Village.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a mini park here, which has a well and a sinkhole, which happened quite a few months ago, the sinkhole. And we called the National Housing Corporation in Lilly. They looked, they came and looked, but nothing has been done about this well. We also have a resident whose well is dangerous also on Block 11.
All right, so repeat the address again.
Rock Close Village.
Mm-hmm.
St. Michael, and it's the mini park on Block 11. I'm not finished. Do we still have environmental officers?
I believe so, yes.
Well, I've been calling for over 2 years about some vehicles, derelict vehicles in Rock Close. Rock Avenue.
Is that environment or MTW to remove?
I don't know
remove?
Which it is. I don't know okay. who removes them. Mm-hmm. But I have reported these vehicles on several occasions. We have rats up here. We have a lot of mosquitoes due to the fact that the derelict vehicles, the water settles in some of them. And then the mosquitoes are going into neighbors' houses and upsetting the residents. So we need some help up here with the... And also, we need to have the area cleaned up, the bush. There's lots of grass on vacant lots.
Have you spoken to the constituency office as well?
Constituency? No, I don't even know where it is.
Okay.
We need either the Minister of Housing and the Minister for the area to come around and see what needs to be done in Vildi and the Pine. It is terrible.
All right. Hopefully the powers that be, they're listening. And
I hope so, and I hope that they'll be able to come and visit. We have lots of derelict vehicles that are, you know, harboring mosquitoes, rats, all sorts of vermin, centipedes by the hundreds. We need to have a cleanup campaign up here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for letting us know about that, and hopefully those who need to hear, let them hear. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I know. First thing, the pothole issue. The potholes are an engineer, but an idiot neither. The potholes are not being fixed the way they should be fixed. All this happening, you get a crew, they're going to put some barber green in the hole, traffic coming. They get out, it goes back. The only thing is you can just move, but it's still a hole. When you're fixing a pothole, you're supposed to go through the proper procedure as if you're building a road. You do the same thing. That don't happen. And if your car was damaged, bill MTW. They're responsible for all roads in Barbados. I have spoken at length about pedestrian crossings, these faded pedestrian crossings. And there are a lot of them all about the place now, where even you as a pedestrian have trouble picking it up. So if you're the pedestrian and you can hardly see the crossing, I can just imagine motorists. Some either use a better quality paint. And don't tell me about international standards, because if international standards are not working for us, I don't think we should use them. Use the other paint, that when it starts to fade, you can still see parts of it. When you check the yellow lines on the road compared to the faded white lines, the yellow seem to show more than that. Or you can put what I call cataracts along the length of the pedestrian crossings. They have started doing some, and all of a sudden it stopped. You cannot play with people lazy. You shouldn't play with people lazy. This thing about putting pedestrian crossings and roundabouts, to me, that's folly. They claim that that's the slowest point of it, but I'm a driver. But again, common sense critique. When you come to a roundabout as a driver, the first thing you do is check your website, and then you have to accelerate to get to the roundabout. You don't decrease speed. You accelerate. They accelerate and increase the speed to balance on somebody from the crossing. Does not make sense. These things are death traps. You come out in the lane from Purity, heading towards Jemma's Lane, where the pedestrian don't have contact with the driver, or the driver don't have contact with the pedestrian. That is a death trap. When are these things going to be corrected? A lot of people see the thing because they go to a university and get a piece of paper that they know all, you know. But a lot of these people hardly ever walk the road. They are not aware of the danger. So therefore, listen to those who live it every day. And anybody who is my advice, who get let down on any such crossing, sue the Ministry of Public Works. Sue them. I mean, people have been calling on me, have been calling about these things for years, and nobody seems to want to do anything at all about it. Start using the cheap paint that when it starts to fade, it blends with the road. That's what it does.
All right, we want to thank you. So when we talk about A, we must balance and mention B. The government right now, they're in the process of, I believe there are two plans in place. One would be the Constitution River Phase 3 flood mitigation plan for the good people of Halls Road and Ellis Village. We know about that area flooding all of the time. That project has actually started, and we also heard about Salt Pond project in Spikestown, and I believe that's going to start this year to help with the flooding in Spikestown. So those are bigger projects to help with the flooding. But we also have to be mindful that there are things that we can do that we don't need to rely on government for, and that's cleaning our drains and making sure we don't litter and debushing. There are some areas that you can debush, and I'll give you one example. Without getting into trouble in my neighborhood, they're doing mechanics and they're taking up half the road with a tent, and the other half of the road is taken up by bush overhanging into the road. So you're trying to navigate to drive through this, and I'm thinking, well, okay, no, we don't have a problem with you playing your trade, taking up half of the road, but could you not cut the bush in the open lot so that we can drive freely? So apart from government calls to do certain things, and government, of course, they have to, like the plans I just mentioned with the Constitution River Phase 3 and Salt Pond in Spikestown Phase 2, there are some things that we as citizens that we can do to help alleviate any problems with flooding in our neighborhoods. And before I get back to the phone lines, there's a plea to Barbados Water Authority that there's a burst pipe in Peterkins Road, Britain's Hill, St. Michael, running since February 2020, and they're asking for someone to come and fix that pipe as soon as possible. And one more before, good morning, not a complaint, just an observation. It is an interesting one, because I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I saw this myself. Traveling around the island, I realized a lot of trees overhanging the roadways on both sides, and in some cases meeting each other. Remember the incident on Rendezvous Hill when a tree root caused a piece of rock face to break away and to fall? Well, on 2 Mile Hill, directly opposite the Prime Minister's office, official residence, this person is saying that they've observed something similar happening, and they're wondering when MTW could get that rectified. I'm with you on that one. I sat here in this chair a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 months. I mentioned that that's what I saw. I could see the rocks coming down, some already on the road. And it's, you know, a little disaster waiting to happen. So hopefully someone can get that rectified. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mohammed Nasser. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
I'm good. Family, children, all good.
Family, good. Praise God. And yours?
Mine good, too.
Great.
They got my ears. They don't got the babies. They got grandchildren to love up. But they got the babies. And grandchildren got a mother and a father to look after them.
So fair enough.
Not too much to do. Anyway, mm-hmm. I discovered that they moved Nelson from Bridgetown. Mm-hmm. I want to ask the people of Barbados, the black people of Barbados, I don't care about Nelson, but Nelson has been moved. Is that going to make any difference how they spend the money, how they invest the thought, how they mobilize the resources, or just up on top that they were there when Nelson get moved? What I'm trying to explain is that it is all right to talk about moving Nelson. I'm glad it moved. Should never been there. But the point is, if you give your children books to read and you get them all kind of computer, teach them well, and then they go to the exam and forget all the papers and everything at home, you better than give it to them. No Nelson has been moved. I hope that parents by the side that they must adjust how to spend the money. They must mobilize their resources. And they must come together and want to save the race. I say that because the workers in Barbados are now in serious trouble. Nobody ready to represent them. They're in serious trouble. And I want to explain to Barbadian workers that the power of any business is in the workers' hand, not the management hand. If workers decide to stop a business, it stops. If the management dead, the business still run. It's time enough that we have to decide now in Barbados that we have a serious discussion since we moved Nelson now. We must have a serious discussion how workers can become participators in the ownership of the business that they're building. Because I know that if I stop one for a month, my business can run. But if these workers stop one for a day, it cannot run. And that applies to all businesses in Barbados. I know that you were in an awkward position, but what was your opinion about some of these things?
I'm not in an awkward position. I know you always feel strongly about. I'm not quite sure if I'm with you, if you wanted to further expand on the fact that you're saying that the workers don't have any representation. Why would you say that?
Well, if the workers had representation, they would not be treated. They had been treated now with the COVID virus in the country.
Well, you didn't hear the news this morning.
You read the papers like me, you see any things like me, and you see what's going on and what is going on. Is that the government of Barbados is pumping money into this tourist sector, and the tourist sector is underpaying the workers and making them work for less. Why is the government pump money into them? If the government is giving them money, then they should keep paying the workers the same fees and employ them at the same conditions that they used to do before.
Did you get a chance to hear the news this morning? I believe it's one of the representatives from the BWU putting hotels on notice to be warned that there may be possible action against them by the workers for failure to comply to their terms and whatever the details are. I'm not familiar with every detail, but it was on the news this morning. So to say that there's no representation, I don't know if I fully agree that there isn't. Unless they're just hot air and then they don't do anything. But let's wait and see. They made the announcement on behalf of the hotel workers this morning. And I don't think I heard it on Starcom Network News. And maybe we'll hear it again on the 12:30 news. And maybe we might get someone coming on and talking about it a little bit in terms of some of the grievances and what they plan to do.
Let me ask you something. If you tell one of your children, if they were doing something that you don't think they should be doing, because all of the children, including when they were young, your mother and father worry about you still drift. Mm-hmm. And you tell them, if you do ABC again, I'm going to punish you. And they keep doing it, and you don't punish them, you really think the children are paying attention to you? These labor unions are so in Barbados, apart from Mr. Franklin, keep talking, and every time I look around, I see all workers are in worse condition. And I want to see the world. You're not threatening nobody, but take immediate action. And every place where the unions, where wrong is perceived to be done to workers, they should immediately act. Mm-hmm. And that company should be shut down to get the act in place so the workers can work for just and under just and fair conditions. Not talk, because talk is the key to success, but you also have to follow it with action.
Well, that is true, but we must always talk. We must always start with a discussion first. Is when diplomacy dies, then possibly you then take some sort of other action. But you should always look to communicate first before
but
you...
People, no, but could be, we know that, because I'm an expert at saying you should talk. All I am saying is that we have been talking enough in this country, and I see no serious progress for the black workers of this country. You go to at university, they come out, the brilliant, right? Okay, but still, the conditions of the people are the same. There's got to be some reason why it is so, because we have to follow talk with action. And I don't think that we are putting enough action behind the talk. A police officer come and arrest me, though. He stopped me, he said, listen, you break the man's around there. No. I am going to... I think they say you may be reported or maybe prosecuted, the case may be. But the police don't come with a big gun and say, I can lock up you or that. So talk and then take action. But you could guarantee that when he took the action, it got to be serious. The unions and barbers, I have not seen anything over the last 15 years or 20 years to demonstrate to me that they are serious about improving the quality of life for workers in this country. And I mean that because I will challenge them anytime. And they cannot win the argument with that because I see no improvement for the workers. And right now, you've got big hotels in Barbados that are cutting people's salary by 50%, but the government giving them millions of dollars.
But let me say this, though. If what you're saying is true, then if what you're saying is true, then we should see workers then striking against the unions. In other words, you're saying that there's no representation, but I'm not seeing workers arguing and groups saying that I am not getting the representation. So maybe if you see that...
You live outside of Barbados?
No, I'm saying to you, I am not... Well, maybe it is there, and I don't... I can only tell you what I didn't see, and I still live in Barbados. The thing is if you really feel, or they felt, that they are not getting any representation... Then the strike then should be against the union, and not the hotels or not
but
the.
But
the
answer that workers don't decide to strike against the union, so they're going to shift to another union.
But no, but my point is, which we're speaking in general. I'm just speaking in general.
Truth is that the workers from the Barbados workers union, a lot of them that in the construction business of the company, mm-hmm. so they're going to join another union. That's no secret. So that's a strike against the union. Is that not true?
Well, that's a specific union. I was speaking in general. People felt that they were not getting representation by any of the unions, whether it be BWU, NUPW, any of the unions at the Unity, then they should then get together and protest against that. I haven't seen that yet. That's what I'm saying to you.
Oh, no, but no, but the start, the shift to another union, mm-hmm. and then if they keep shifting to the unions and shifting, the other unions would all start losing workers. And maybe they will wake up and start doing the things that has to be done. The point is that the workers' representation in Barbados is not up to date, and we need to analyze what is happening in the country, and we need to sit down with management. The unions need to sit down with management and decide that it's time enough that these workers get better treatment from this company and become shareholders in these companies. Because if the workers decide not to work, the companies cannot run. And if the management drops dead, the company will run. That's all I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
It's standing up that we've made sure that the workers got a better deal. Anyway, I appreciate the time you give me.
Yes, sir, thank you.
I don't want to be cut. So I hope that the workers on the side of moving Nelson is nothing big. It's how to spend the money and who to spend the money with. It would make the difference in the country.
But moving Nelson is a start.
It
was a start, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too, Nessa. Thank you so much.